This is Dr. Schumacher dictating nursing home history and physical. And Donald Stahl, last name S-T-A-H-L, Donald D-O-N-A-L-D. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was April the 28th, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Stahl is a 56-year-old male who came from McLaren. New paragraph chief complaint, shortness of breath and debility. New paragraph history of past illness. Mr. Stahl was residing in this nursing facility, getting post-acute care and rehab. And he had to be hospitalized because of shortness of breath, fever, and chills, period. It was severe and was worsening in spite of the fact that he was being treated in the nursing home with IV antibiotics, period. He had been on IV cefepime and vancomycin before his hospitalization, period. He was found on chest CT to have a large left-sided pleural effusion with adjacent pneumonia, period. A left chest tube was placed by pulmonary and he received Dornase and alteplase injections due to concern for a localized effusion, period. There had been drainage from the chest tube, period. He was treated with antibiotics. And he received initially vancomycin and later doxycycline, period. There was methicillin-resistant empyema, period. He comes to us on no antibiotics, period. He was given oxygen, and on April 13th, the chest X-ray showed no change in the multilocular focal opacities, period. However, they appeared relatively stable, period. He had an ileus briefly in the hospitalization, which is stable, period. He denies any GI complaints now, period. He was felt to have a non-ST elevation MI, period. This is stable. There's no current chest pain, period. He was found of cardiomyopathy in the past, but he had an echocardiogram this hospitalization, which showed an ejection fraction of 60%, period. It was felt now that he has chronic diastolic heart failure, period. He has had a deep vein thrombosis in the past, period. His leg pain is, he has no leg pain and his swelling is a bit better, period. He came back to us about 7 days ago and is doing much better, period. He has diabetes mellitus, but sugars are in the upper 100s, but better on his current insulin regimen, period. He denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. His chest tube has been removed, and he comes for further rehab and post-acute care, period. He is very weak, and he needed help to sit up in bed, period. He has a right transmetatarsal amputation, but there's no open wounds now, period. His left pleural pulse is diminished, but palpable, period. There's a callus on the undersurface of the left foot, period. Mm-hmm. He has completed cefepime and vancomycin in the hospital, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, he denies arthralgias. Heme, no bruising or bleeding, but he was anemic. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no major rash or itch, period. New paragraph, past history. Is positive for... right pleural effusion, coronary artery disease, pneumonia, diabetes mellitus type 2, peripheral arterial disease, right transitarsal amputation. He had pressure wounds in the past. COPD, obstructive sleep apnea.
Okay, so that was my
test.
Okay.
Histiotitis, history of osteomyelitis. The paragraph. Family history. Mother had myocardial infarction and diabetes mellitus. Father had myocardial infarction and cancer. Social history. He smoked in the past, but not now, period. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph. Medications. Entresto 24-26, one twice a day. Levemir, 15 units at bedtime. Aspart, 7 units 3 times a day before meals. Calcium carbonate, 0.5 milligrams daily. Chewable, gabapentin, 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Cholecalciferol, 1,000 units daily. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Colase, 100 milligrams twice a day. Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams every 4 hours PRN. Trazodone, 50 milligrams at bedtime for sleep. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams nightly. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily. For depression, Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Symbicort, 60-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams daily. Duaneb by nebulizer, 3 times a day for COPD. Lacrimogen, topically to the legs twice a day. That's topically to the legs twice a day. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 122 over 68, temperature 98, pulse 66, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 94%, head and neck, pupils equal to react to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, neck supple, no massive thyromegaly, lungs, had diminished breath sounds diffusely. No wheezes or crackles. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Percussion was unremarkable. Cardiovascular normal, S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Pedal pulse palpable but weak on the left, not palpable on the right. Abdomen on 10 or no organomegaly. CNS cranial grossly normal. Sensation grossly intact. In the left upper extremity, he has inability to flex his hands and has a extension contracture of the wrist, period. He's had that 2 years and states it was never diagnosed, period. He can shrug his shoulders, but he could not have a grip and move his hands or fingers, and he could not flex his fingers. Musculoskeletal, he has the above-mentioned contracture, period. He has a right transmetatarsal amputation, period. No acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was unremarkable. No wounds or lesions, period. There's a callus on the undersurface of the right foot, period. Oh, sorry, of the left foot. I mean the left foot. Mental status. His affect was normal, but he was not fully oriented, period. In orientation of time, he knew the season and year, but could not tell me the date, day, or month, period. In orientation of place, he thought he was in the hospital, so he did not know the place. And he couldn't tell me the floor, but he knew the city, state, and county, so he got 3 out of 5, period. He's oriented to person, period. He did seem to have poor memory in that he did not recall that physical therapy was in today to see him, period. He didn't know who the president was, period. New paragraph assessment plan. One, he had respiratory failure due to pneumonia and left pleural effusion period. He was treated for as an empyema with vancomycin and cefepime followed by doxycycline period. He appears stable from that standpoint, period. Two, he has COPD and I'll continue Symbicort. I'm sorry, change out. Can you do a neb? We nebulize 3 times a day plus Symbicort. 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, period. Three, he has chronic diastolic heart failure, and I will continue to Entresto 24-26 1 twice a day. And at this point, he does not need a diuretic, period. Three, he has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia and neuropathy, and I will continue Levemir 15 units daily plus Nobelog 7 units 3 times a day with meals and observe, period. Four, he has prostatic hyperplasia, and I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily. Five, he is no longer on anticoagulation for the DVT. Six, his hypertension is controlled with metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Seven, he has a non-ST elevation MI, which is currently stable and continues on metoprolol as above. Eight, he has, I was put down for coronary disease, also on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Then, eight, for the neuropathy, I'll continue gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 3 times a day, period. He'll get OT and PT, and I'll follow him at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.